This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Udupi to be part of Koti Gita Lekhan Yagna Abhiyan run by Udupi Pariyaya Sri Puthige Math and group recitation of Bhagavad Gita known as Gita Parayan. He will inaugurate gold-plated Tirtha Mandapa and dedicate gold-plated Kanaka Kindi, a sacred window that Lord Krishna is believed to have opened for his devotee Saint Kanakadasa. He was received by Karnataka Health Minister Dinesh Gundurao in Mangaluru. A huge crowd had gathered to greet the Prime Minister. During the 2-kilometer-long roadshow, people gathered on both sides of the road were seen showering flowers on the Prime Minister, who returned their gesture by waving hands. Yakshagan and Hulivesha dancers performed during the roadshow. The Prime Minister thereafter reached Udupi Sri Krishna Math to take part in the events there. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the Sri Samthan Gokarna Parthagali Jivottam Math to attend the function marking its 550th anniversary in South Goa. The Math is headquartered in Parthagali, a small town in South Goa on the banks of the river Kushavati. The main event will take place in the afternoon when Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the Math in Karnakona. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Lucknow today, where she will take part in two functions. The President will attend the launch ceremony of the Brahma Kumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust. On the same day, the President will participate in the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and address its 19th National Jamboree. A report.
Additional General Secretary of Brahma Kumaris, Dr. Mrutunjay, informed that after the launching, the President will also do meditation in the training center here and distribute flags and kalash to 5 women and 5 men each. Later in the afternoon, President will address the valedictory session of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides. After a gap of 61 years, the event is being held in Lucknow. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
The 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police will begin today at Nawaraipur in Chhattisgarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the 3-day conference on the 29th and 30th of November. The meeting will be attended by Union Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Ministers of State for Home Affairs, Directors General of Police from various states and union territories, and heads of central police organizations. The theme of this year's conference is Vikasit Bharat Security Dimensions. Speculation surrounding the well-being of Pakistan's jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan continues to intensify after unverified Afghan media reports claimed that he had died while in custody at Adiyala Jail. In response, his son Qasim Khan has publicly demanded confirmation that his father is alive, along with immediate access and his eventual release. Posting on X yesterday, Qasim said, "It has now been 845 days since Imran Khan was imprisoned," adding that his father has reportedly spent the last 6 weeks in a death cell with no contact allowed with family members. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said a U.S. plan to end the war in Ukraine could form the basis for future agreements. President Putin said this while interacting with reporters during a trip to Kyrgyzstan yesterday. He said the Kremlin was expecting serious discussion with a U.S. delegation headed by Special Envoy Steve Witkoff early next week in Moscow. Putin said Russia will lay down arms only if Ukraine's troops withdraw from territory claimed by Moscow. In Hong Kong, the death toll from a fire that tore through an apartment complex has risen to 94. More than 280 people remained missing, as authorities warned that the numbers could rise further. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, will conclude today in Goa with a grand closing ceremony paying tribute to the legendary actor Dharmendra. The festival, which began on November the 20th, showcased over 240 films from 81 countries, highlighting the best of global cinema. And with that, we end this news bulletin.